This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Good day and welcome to our Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to the story list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Talkers.com is the website. You can see the list, the charts there. You can also see them listed at djvshow.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, is here to go through the stories, as he traditionally does on the program, and the people list as well. And we'll take some extrapolated stories and conversations about some of these things, and as we do, we magnify sometimes the focus on these things, because we're about talk radio, so we'll talk about the issues, we'll talk about the hosts, that sort of thing. So I guess we'll start with our normal listing of these things, Michael, huh?
Yes, we are the extrapolators, so the extrapolation shall begin.
It sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The Expendables replaced by the extrapolators.
The extrapolators, yeah, that's a great word, extrapolate.
It is.
But it's been a crazy week. It sounds cliched, a crazy week, but this has been a crazy week among
Remember
crazy
the old
weeks.
Song that came out, Bomb, 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 Iraq, Bomb, Bomb, remember that song? In 2003.
Yes.
Well, now we're going to change that.
Occasionally we play it at our dances, but
yes, really. So now it's bomb, 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 Afghanistan. No, it doesn't quite work that way.
No, I don't think so. And we had many opportunities to bomb Afghanistan. Let's go back in there and teach these people a lesson.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the way we're going to get you for that as we leave.
Yeah. Right.
Talking about the vicious cycle.
How do these people get into these positions of power? The naivete, is it just too much to do? I give Biden a pass or all of them a pass, because I've said many times over the years, we ought to have two presidents, a president that's a domestic handler of issues, and the international president, or one who's a PR person and somebody else who's an administrator. Yeah, but one person.
No, I don't know if that would work. I think you're on the right track. I think what we need is a president who is a synthesizer of various levels of expertise, surrounds him or herself with really good people, have right. the best generals possible, have the best cabinet members as possible, have experts, and then knows how to take advice and put it all together in a way that reflects the interests of the average citizen. I think that's what it, I think that's what's
well,
necessary.
That sounds just like Gavin Newsom. Not. Right?
Gavin Newsom. Right. And talk about a system that is just somebody pulled that out of their you-know-what.
Yep.
The system in California for picking a new governor is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane. But let's get on with the stories. At number 10, we have names. We have Charlie Watts. He died. And our dear friend Phil Valentine of talk radio fame, he died as well. And we have celebrities in the news, different people of fame having defaming activity. At number 9, we have U.S.-China-Russia relations tied with the Havana Syndrome and Harris's trip postponed temporarily and getting into Vietnam because of the Havana Syndrome at the U.S. Embassy. What a story that is. The New York gubernatorial transition took place. That's number 8. Number 7, we have the wildfires, climate change, floods, and pretty bad air as a result of that. I mean, on the East Coast, we have particles in the air from the West Coast.
Yeah, so it's lovely, huh?
It's, yeah. So it just shows you how small the the Earth is and how delicate our atmosphere is. At number six, immigration reform and race relations tied at number six. At number five, we have a bunch of ties, all economic, the economy, the infrastructure bill, supply chain issues, which is something I know you know about, and inflation fears. At number four, we have the aforementioned California recall. Crime and homelessness are big topics in the California recall, but they also affect cities across America. And number three, the January 6th investigation grinds on, and that's tied with Trump election fraud claims. We can talk about that. And number two, COVID-19. And if it wasn't for Afghanistan, COVID-19 would be number one. The Delta variant, masks and mandates and madness. And at number one, the Afghanistan withdrawal chaos. That's the way we framed the title of that story. It's a big one. On the People Survey, we have porn star Ron Jeremy and singing star R. Kelly. Both are either indicted or in court. And number nine,
not for the same
guys.
Thing.
Yeah, Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine. At number nine. Kathy Hochul at number eight. She's the new governor of New York, first woman governor, and she was inaugurated in the suffragette white outfit that a lot of today's female politicians wear at official events to show their solidarity and support of the suffragettes who fought for women's rights to vote, or women's right to vote, back in the early
1900s. I expected to see some signs pretty much put up, Women's Lives Matter. That's the next sign to go up. Yeah.
Kamala Harris at number seven. Number six, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder tied at number six. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, a couple of characters, at number five. Nancy Pelosi and Benny Thompson at number four.
Another couple of characters.
Anthony Blinken at number three. And Donald
Almost
Trump at two.
Like, if you said it fast, it sounded like Abe Lincoln.
Blinken. It sounds like a dirty word. Blinken.
No, blinken, winken, and nod, aren't they?
Yeah, I was going to say that too, but I didn't want to date myself.
Oh, you leave it to me. Thanks.
I was playing a little game in my head, saying, I wonder
will
if
he
Doug is going to go for
or
the...
Or won't he? Yes. Okay.
I'm serious.
You trapped me.
And as I said, Trump is at two and Biden's at one, and there are your two presidents.
Right. Just where they need to be. So if Larry Elder gets to be governor of California, could he run for president? Could he be our next president, Larry Elder?
Absolutely. Anybody could. Why didn't you run?
What? I've actually thought about running for office on a number of occasions. Somebody, when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach, there was a congressman who died, and somebody tried to get me to run for Congress. At the time, I wasn't even a legal resident of Palm Beach. Well, actually, I think I was for a couple of years. Yeah, I could have run. Didn't think it was my calling. I'd rather do this than anything else. Could you do this if I were a congressperson? Could I do the radio program and be a congressperson at the same time?
I'm not sure how it works. I mean, Larry Elder had to stop doing his talk show.
I'm not talking about when I was running, but actually when I'm in office. Could Larry go back to doing his, if he's governor, Larry could go back
in
to
a
doing
way,
his talk program, I think.
I mean, there are governors and mayors who do have regular slots on local talk stations to do report from the governor. I'm forgetting the name of the city. It's a city in... Georgia, and I will tell you in a second as I look. Oh, Valdosta, Georgia. Right. Valdosta, Georgia is a small city of 60,000 people in Georgia near the Florida border. And a fellow by the name of Scott James Matheson has been an 18-year veteran of the local talk station, and he was inaugurated mayor a year and a half ago. And he's the mayor, and he's a talk show host in that community.
And would you believe this program is on that station?
That's great. Yeah, WBDQ, Talk 92.1. Hello to our friends in Valdosta.
Valdosta is right on the Florida border. I remember visiting there once, visiting the station, and it was very, it felt more, it didn't feel like Georgia, it didn't feel like Florida. It's a great agricultural area. It felt more like something in the lower Midwest. you know, in terms of how the rolling hills and great farms and stuff down there. So, yes, as was suggested by Michael, hello, Valdosta. We'll get to Charlie Watts in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
All right, 18 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Charlie Watts. One of the great names. I know that when we think about him, we think about the Stones, think about the concerts, think about the albums, think about him being, I don't, sorry about my voice, my allergies are once again getting the best of me. Anyway, so what do you remember about Charlie Watts as he played into... wasn't he the most stable member of the Stones?
I don't know what stable means. I mean, you have to say that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards have a degree of stability in as much as they're still performing in their late 70s.
Yeah, but the way they lived their lives earlier on, I think that's what I...
Well, I mean, maybe Charlie was a little bit wild back in the swinging 60s and 70s, too. But Charlie was a well-dressed man. He his main love was jazz drumming. He sort of did the Stones thing as a hobby.
Didn't he have a group, a trio or something that he traveled?
He played in different groups and different things. But, you know, hey, he's a Rolling Stone, you know, one of the almost original members of the Rolling Stones.
Right.
All the way back to the beginning. You can't climb out from under that.
And he was...
From a musical standpoint, as we look back at the rock era with more objectivity, we realize that people like Charlie Watts and Ringo Starr, although overlooked in terms of the limelight, were incredibly great drummers.
Yeah, right. Well, would you say Mick Fleetwood is as well?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, yeah. Fleetwood. To be the drummer of a major, major iconic rock band, you got to have your act together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Got to know how to keep it together, too. All right, we talk about Phil Valentine up next here, 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour. For those of you interested in time and temperature, there it is. I don't know what the temperature is. It probably isn't important because when you're listening to this, the temperature could be almost anything. One of the things, number seven this week, we've had a continuing focus on the climate and the wildfires. Have you two, you do a lot of, interviewing of people. Have you talked to anybody who has been on the radio in the area where there are wildfires? I was thinking out in Santa Cruz and some of those areas.
But yeah, they obviously see it as a great opportunity to serve the community. And you mentioned Santa Cruz, our good friends over at KSCO Radio.
Yeah.
And Michael's World.
Carry this program, too.
They carry this program, and it's one of my favorite stations. I do a lot of shows there for the fun of it. When I have new ideas, I do shows there, and I'm often a guest. And I just had a long friendship with the radio station. It's a wonderful station. And they are very active in responding to disasters, which they have plenty of in Central Coast California, and do a good job of it.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of talk radio, talk hosts, I have some audio here of an interview you did with Phil Valentine, which actually shows up on talkers.com, and it's the MH interview this week. And I thought we'd listen to a little of it, talk about Phil and what has happened as a result of the focus on him, because it was, as you've suggested here in the list, national news. It was a national attention because Phil was so unabashedly anti-vaccine, and then he said he wished he had the shots, obviously. He passed away this week, been on a ventilator for what, about 2-3 weeks, I think, before he passed away. But he was a rugged, wouldn't you say he was a rugged, strong guy? physically?
Well, he seemed to be a healthy 61. One of the interesting things about that interview, I don't know what part you're playing, but toward the end of the interview, he and I talk about, you know, one of my catchphrases that's one of my themes, and that is seeking victory at the expense of truth. Mm-hmm. He talked about how important it is, no matter how vehement you are about an issue, that if you suddenly realize you're wrong, say you're wrong and change your position. Don't beat it to death out of fear of being wrong. And that's how he wound up ending his life.
He did.
He lived
right.
It. He, you know, so.
All right. Here's some of Michael from the MH interview that he did with Phil Valentine.
Relatability. And to me, that's always been the key. And no matter what radio you're doing, whether it's music radio or talk radio or whatever, is to be able to relate to your audience, connect with them. They feel like, you know, they call me Uncle Phil on the radio. It's hilarious. I don't even know where this started, but, you know, we just go with it. Oh, Uncle Phil, this or that. People feel like I'm their, you know, their uncle that they can sit around and talk to. So you connect with folks. So I wanted to lay that out for other talk show hosts to realize that whether you love him or hate him, you can learn from President Trump.
Love him. Yeah, that's an interesting. That's it. When did you do that interview? Was that last?
Did it in May of 2017. Trump was president for about 5 months, 4 months, whatever.
Did he always work in that market? I only knew him
because
he'd been in Nashville for a long time. That's how I.
Ironically, he was born in Nashville, North Carolina, the son of a six-term Democratic congressman, and he worked in different parts of the country, including Philadelphia. But most of his career, most of it was in Nashville.
Right. And is that because he fit there better? Do you think his style was better?
No, it just happenstance. He happened to, you know, he got traction there and wound up developing and investing in a relationship.
Isn't that interesting
with people?
When you think about it, sometimes people get traction, even if they're not local from the community. They fit in. Although, wouldn't you say usually the people who get traction are the locals? When it comes to talk radio,
that's an interesting question. That you know, there's different answers, and let's talk about it after the break. It's an interesting insight.
All right. Well, thank heavens we have a few of those from time to time. Interesting insights on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Kobe's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Luke, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A long list of GOP lawmakers in D.C. are calling for President Biden to either be impeached or resign from office after his failed role in America's withdrawal in Afghanistan. 13 U.S. military members were killed in 2 suicide bombs. Over 100 Afghans also lost their lives. Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks on Fox News Thursday.
I'm heartbroken thinking about the many lives that have been impacted, our service members, the lives of the Afghans who have been helping us over the last 20 years who are trying to get to the airport just to potentially get out of a Taliban-run situation. The country there was all of this was completely avoidable.
The U.S. airlift of Americans and her allies continued Friday morning. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Ida formed Thursday afternoon over the Caribbean Sea and has the potential to become a powerful hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico and strike the northern Gulf Coast by Monday. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, the kind of tragedy that we got yesterday is almost inevitable. It is almost an entirely self-inflicted wound, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan, including giving up that secure airfield in Bagram and deciding to stage this mass evacuation from an unsecure civilian airport smack dab in the middle of the city of 4 million people, every inch outside of that airport of which is controlled by the enemy, including, as we saw tragically yesterday, the perimeter.
Most NATO allies have ended their evacuation operations, including for their own civilians. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back to our countdown, the invoice. Where'd that come from? The list from Talkers Magazine. I'm not talking about what I was just doing. I think I got distracted here. Yeah. Okay. The list, the charts for the week of August 23rd to the 27th. You know what's really amazing? That we are in, it seemed like it was minutes ago we were in April, and now we're in August. And it'll be September, people going back to school, work cranked up full steam ahead for a few months until they use Christmas and the holidays as an excuse for not getting anything done. But it really is pretty amazing as to where we are and how time does fly. That's a great conversation in and of itself. So we
it's a great conversation. But 2020 and 21 are sort of like 1 year.
Yeah.
The new era of, the 20s.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Big blip. Okay, we were talking about Phil Valentine and then some insight into the essence of what, you know, who makes it and why they make it in whatever market they may be in. I'm still thinking back. The longest I was on a local station was 13 years in my own hometown. And maybe it was because I knew everything that was going on in town. People listened to me to find out what was going on in town or what was my latest escapade. How did I get into trouble? Because the local editor of the local newspaper didn't like me and I didn't like him. And it was back and forth and back and forth all the time about the issues, his point of view on them, my point of view on them. I suppose that's what makes for, you know, he was great promo for me because it was always in the, at least once a week, he'd have some article in there about what I said and how stupid I was for having, or how wrong I was. So people read the newspaper, well, what's Stefan talking about? Okay, I guess I'll go listen to him on the radio. And isn't that, you know, in a sense, the highest form of flattery is to have people talking about you. I suppose it is, anyway.
Well, in radio, getting somebody to listen is not the same as getting somebody to vote for you. To get elected, you have to be liked by everybody or be the least of all the evils.
Or have a name that's
radio,
recognizable.
You can develop a very, very, very strong career being hated. And there are people that love to hate somebody.
Joe Pine. Wasn't that a good... You may have been one of the first ones
Joe
to be
Pine,
like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
When I was on the radio for 11 years in Los Angeles, I had a feud going with a local Joe Pine light, a guy that was similar to Joe Pine. His name was Wally George.
Oh, my God! Wally George, yeah, he's fabulous.
Wally George used to do a show on a local TV station in Orange County.
Crazy.
Where it was crazy right-wing, right-wing with people. It looked like a MAGA rally on steroids.
And he was Rebecca De Mornay's father.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
This was when it was really unusual to see such a thing, and I was the program director of the big hippie rock radio station, and playing sinful Satan music, and he would come on my show and I would go on his show and we would fight it out and scream at each other and then have dinner together and we were the best of friends.
Right.
It was a hell of a
I can remember seeing the guy, tall, thin guy. Yeah, yeah. Wally George, good God.
But I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he's alive anymore.
I think he went to CRN for a while. That's where all talk show hosts go to die.
I
say that lovingly, and my friends know that. He was there for a while, I'm pretty sure. But he was really very entertaining. And I don't even, do you think he knew he was entertaining, really and truly? The guys like that, they're just themselves, kind of. Did he know who he was and what he was doing, really?
Well, he and I walked the line between being enemies and colluding in that enemy ship for our mutual benefit.
Right.
We never fully ever admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just unspoken. But we generated so much interest that we had a full page on us in the L.A. Times.
Really?
Well, I staged. You got to remember, it was a different time. Radio was entertainment in those days.
Yeah.
So you could create reality show kind of drama. I staged on the air an actual physical fight between us where we were throwing each other through the plate glass windows.
Did you really?
I had crashing glass.
And the
paper picked up on it that it was real. And I was saying to everybody, no, it was a show.
It was silly. Yeah, but that's how you get the Cincinnati Inquirer, and never quite they were aligned with WLW. There were two talk shows, two talk stations in Cincinnati. When I was there, I was on one. LW was the other one, and we used to have. I had relations with a lot of the people in town because I wanted to get people to come, and I had Jerry Springer on with me every Friday afternoon. He had been the mayor of Cincinnati, and then he became the news anchor. He and Nick Clooney were battling it out for ratings at 6 and 11 on the local stations in Cincinnati.
Nick Clooney, is that George Clooney's father?
Yeah, wow. He was the nighttime anchor for 34 years or something on that station in Cincinnati. That was when the anchor stayed forever, and everybody knew who they were, and he got paid a lot of money for being in Cincinnati. He didn't ever want to go anywhere else.
He was Clooney's brother.
Yeah, that's what Nick, I mean, George Clooney grew up in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so I had one day, Jerry Springer, the producer, had talked to him about something. I don't know. He wanted to come plug his nightly news. So we started with one Friday afternoon, and it became a thing. Every Friday afternoon, he'd come over to the station, and he'd spend an hour talking about what was going on in Cincinnati. And there was a beer hall that was opening up in Cincinnati at the time. This was the late 80s. And they asked us to be the show for the opening night. And we were to do a karaoke tune. And we he chose Ebony and Ivory. I didn't. I don't know. Maybe the guy at the... You could take it from there. Could we get away with that today? No.
No, you can't get away today with any of the stuff that we used to do or that people did, not just we. The only ones who get away with that type of behavior nowadays is not radio personalities, but politicians.
Yeah.
We now have shock politicians and radio personalities who are very staid.
Green. What's your name? Marilyn Green. What's your last name?
Yeah. Well, you screwed with my head when you couldn't remember her name. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
If you make a person forget something by forgetting it and then saying, I can't remember it. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene is an example of a shock congresswoman.
Yeah, right.
This all started with Donald Trump. Donald Trump became president utilizing the tactics that radio personalities used back in the 80s and 90s.
Right, exactly. Well, he started when he was on The Apprentice. That's right. He pulled all that stuff. He was a TV guy. That's all he was. He wanted to be a television host.
He was a performer at the WWE.
Right.
He's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He shaved Vince McMahon's head at the end.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're rolling around
president,
the floor.
The president. That's my Trump. All right. Let's talk about Larry Elder for a minute. Number six on the people list is Larry and his running for governor. He actually, you and I were talking about this, I think, off the air. Maybe we've talked about it on the air, too. How fakakta, I think, is the word you use. I think we can say that on the radio. The election system is in California, where you can get rid of a guy like Newsom. And remember the guy before? What was the guy's name
Gray Davis.
Davis, that's right, too.
I knew Gray Davis personally.
And?
I knew him back when Jerry Brown was governor, and I was on the air at KMET, and I'd have Gray Davis, who was Jerry Brown's young assistant.
Yeah.
And he would come on the air all the time with me, and we'd hang out, and he was like a cool guy. And then I met him briefly when he was governor, hadn't seen him in years, and he was like, oh, yes, I remember you, Mike.
Right.
He became this
big phony. Yeah, I remember when Jerry Brown was doing a talk radio program, he used to come to our events.
Oh,
he came three,
used to
four,
call
five
me at 2 in the morning asking for advice about
why
we
me
can't
too.
Reinstall
you,
the
did
fairness
that with you
doctrine.
Too? Oh, yeah.
And he'd keep me on the phone until I said what he wanted me to say.
Yeah,
he'd ask advice, and if you gave him advice and he didn't agree with it, he'd argue with you.
Yeah.
He'd argue with you and beat you. Finally, I go, you're right, okay, go to sleep. Yeah. It's 3 a.m., you nut.
Ralph Nader was like that. You interviewed Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader and I do it every 3 years for the last 250 years. We do an interview, and we wrestle with each other to the ground.
Yeah. All right. Larry Elder is running for governor. Well-known talk radio host. He's becoming. He had a nationally syndicated program, but don't you think his profile is broadened tremendously since he got into this thing with Newsom?
It's broadened tremendously since he's the number one poll-getting candidate to replace Newsom.
Yeah. So could he keep... I asked the ladies earlier on the DJV show, could he keep... could he stay on the air? If he's governor, could he still do a daily show as governor after he
probably
got elected?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be interesting... I like Larry a lot. I always like Larry. He's got some interesting viewpoints, and he's happy to be different than everybody else, which is kind of cool. I don't even know. Did you interviewed him, right, for the MH interview?
Three times.
Okay. But not in the, not while he's running for
government. Not while he's running, but I've been excerpting conversations with him for my other broadcasts because it lays out where he stands on everything, unencumbered by any political.
But was it expected? Could you see in the tea leaves that he would run for governor?
No,
in this circumstance,
never thought it would happen. And when he did, I thought it was a mistake. I thought, ugh, he's going to be taken off the air now, and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But he's doing far better than anybody expected.
Yeah, he's smart. He's a smart cookie. All right, we'll talk a little more about him. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 45 after, on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
We have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out, not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now, they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash, too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style. Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, so Michael, the essence of the MH interview, yeah, it was Phil Valentine. So when can we expect Larry Elder to be on the MH interview? You're going to put some stuff together? Is that
I think we've had enough of Larry Elder on it. Over you know, with the race relations, I had one MH interview where I had him and Joe Madison together.
Right.
I've been extracting him for other shows that I do.
Right. Yeah.
But
MHinterview.com. Yeah, MHinterview.com. I wonder if that would be interesting to see if Madison would run for office. That would be interesting.
He certainly is more likely.
Yeah. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Can you keep up with that, Chucker?
I cannot.
All right, we don't need a commercial here, I'm guessing, Phil, if we jump right into this. This is from Mary Poppins. So this is the original or the one with Emily Blunt? Mary Poppins?
No, that is the original, which premiered on this date, August 27, 1964, well-received, a massive hit, and one of the crown jewels in the Disney library. I'll tell you a quick story, which I find interesting. At my ice cream parlor, okay, I have a 65-inch 4K TV in the back, right? And I put on movies every day. Like this, the last week I've been playing San Andreas. It plays daily with Dwayne Johnson because I really like that movie. But when I leave, my employees always steal a remote control. And they're young. They're like 16, 17-year-old, mostly girls. And they always put on the Disney Channel. So it's interesting how Disney, young or old, for some reason people just like putting on Disney movies. And that is one of the better ones, Mary Poppins. Now, I put on HBO Max because I like Batman. But all the young employees seem to radiate to Disney. What do you think of that?
All right. I think that that's, it makes nothing but sense, actually, when you get right down to it. It makes a lot of sense. I'm looking at an article about the movie that I talked to you about last week, and one of the ones that I saw last weekend was Jungle Cruise with The Rock and Emily Blunt, speaking of...
Yeah, I saw it also.
And apparently there's a scene that got cut out of the movie, the final edit, that showed the two of them very amorous. And apparently the two of them got along great. You can tell the chemistry was great. I think
it's good chemistry. It is. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
And so apparently, and the guy who played the stuntman who played the puma, the jaguar, whatever kind of a cat it was.
Okay.
We sort of got between the two of them when they were filming. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of a nice story. But what I like about it is that they, you know, sometimes you can't fake that stuff. You know, good actors, I suppose, there are always stories about actors who couldn't stand other actors, like what happened with, what was it, Castle. The two of them had Stanya Katic and what's-his-face had dated for a couple of years while they were doing the show. And
that was
dating.
Pretty toxic on the ABC show. Toxic,
right. Yeah. So then you wonder, but she's happily married to Krasinski, isn't she? They make a great pair. Yep. And they've done a lot of stuff together. But anyway, I think she is so likable.
I agree, and he's awesome, too. I would say that if the Oscars go back to a host this year, and they should, I think, honestly, I would pick Dwayne Johnson to host the Oscars. I think he's a good choice. Yeah. He's well-liked. He's the general public loves him.
Loves him.
He's got a likability to him. And, and honestly, he's earned it because he's made a ton of money for the industry, and he's a very likable actor.
Yeah. Some people compare his performance.
Because he's far surpassed anything he's done in wrestling and acting.
There, I saw somebody, one of the columnists, compare the energy between him and Emily Blunt to Humphrey Bogart with Katharine Hepburn and the African Queen. Remember, you?
Yeah, I mean, they're homaging that movie a little. If you look at the poster, they're clearly doing a homage to that film.
Oh, yeah. You mean with The Rock and Emily Blunt?
Yes, yeah, I agree.
Right. Well, I'm talking about it because I think it's a good movie for you to go to, family stuff. There's certainly no family movies that horrible. Another horrible horror movie is out this weekend. That's about all that's new, right? Where'd Chucker go? Did we lose him? Huh? I think Chucker's... That was the end of Chucker, I guess. Okay, well, anyway, there are... there's a couple of good... Are you there, Chucker?
I'm here. Yeah, a Candyman opens nationwide, which is a remake of an 80s horror film. It's produced by Jordan Peele, who did the critically acclaimed movie Get Out and Us. So it has a lot of marketing push. It'll be interesting to see how it opens. But I do think what the industry will look for is how well Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds holds up in its third week in release. It had a great second week hold. If it could hold really well in its third week, that is a really good barometer sign for the industry, I think, going forward. So let's hope it has a good hold, and I hope Candyman has a good opening also.
Yeah. I would never go see it, and I'm telling you right now that seeing Ryan Reynolds, you got to have a taste for those movies that are all about games. I don't have any taste for it. So
yes, I agree.
It's a waste of time for me, even though most of them are shot in Framingham. Anyway, all right, so Chucker, you've done a nice job. We'll check with you on Monday for box office totals. In this, as they say, in the radio, on the radio, same time, same station. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.